up your head, big up your body. Get on the bus, it's time to party. It's Gregory. It is a Saturday night, Gregory. Take your socks off and take your pants on. Get in the car and drive.
Guys, welcome to Friday Night Greg. I am your guest host, Sam Evans. Greg, unfortunately, is out, so I'm hosting it today.
Why is he out, though, Sam?
Why am I here if Greg's not?
Just to fill it.
Well,
a
these
seat.
Are all big questions.
Let him will be
introduce the podcast.
That will be answered.
Sorry.
First of all, Sam, you got to tell people why Greg is out.
Greg, I killed Greg.
Woo,
and I stole his podcast.
How'd you kill him?
Fucking poisoned his son's breast milk. So when he tasted it temperature-wise, he was dead.
Every question you ask keeps me further from speaking.
What?
Bring in the podcast.
Let him bring it in.
There's a setup we have built here.
You have a...
Take it again, Sam.
Do it. You have a setup in mind?
Take it again. Okay. Introduce everybody.
Maybe do the...
Don't talk until you're introduced. And introduce him last.
Okay. Guys, welcome... Liz, this is so embarrassing. I don't know your last name.
Liz Seller.
Okay, great. Awesome. This is my fucking nightmare, by the way. When I came in, Anthony and Liz were talking, and he was like, yeah, I think sometimes you're just busy, but other people you do hate. And Liz was like, that's right. I do hate other people. And I was like, awesome. Can't wait to do a podcast with you. A person that looks through me.
Everyone
it was my nightmare
so funny.
As I walked.
This
so funny.
Is going to be great.
Everyone is always so nervous around Liz.
Sure.
Yeah, it's great.
All right.
She prays on it. She loves it.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Peter.
All right. I'm going to.
She drinks the blood of open micers every night.
The more nerves you have, the.
Let him talk.
All right.
Wait, hang on. Let me pause this real quick. I want to say this. No too heavy cross chatter.
All right. No.
We have to allow people to enjoy and ingest our humorly. Humorly. Okay?
Humorly.
So don't. I know you're excited because we all get excited when we see Liz.
Yeah, that's true.
But let Sam bring in the podcast.
Okay.
People don't even know who you are yet.
They know who I am.
People.
They might.
Can I do this?
No.
Do you want me to just start this shit?
No. You're going to host the whole thing.
I'm not hosting the whole thing.
I can
but
do
I will
it.
Start
let Sam
it.
Host
let's go.
It.
Enough. Okay. Yeah. Let's
guys,
go.
Welcome to Friday Night Greg. Greg's out this week. I am your guest host, Sam Evans. With me, often returning to the podcast, Anthony DeVito, a very funny comedian. Manager of the cellar to my right, Liz. She won't tell me her last name. Pretty sure she fucking hates me. This is the show. Greg, unfortunately, is dead, but we're excited all to be here.
But then you introduced me. That's the bit.
Oh, then I introduced...
I'm here too.
Guys, welcome to Friday.
Try again.
You see, this is the thing.
Again,
you do this where you're like, I got a great bit in mind, and then you don't fill me in on what the bit is.
No, he told you.
We connect. We got to connect.
Okay. And my third guess.
Liz is going to scare you. I already see it happen.
Sam hasn't looked to his right.
Just look
at hasn't even started drinking.
I'm truly looking at both of you, but it's like, it feels very much like
a
velociraptor
a
in Jurassic Park.
You know when you have a dog with you, and you're like, they say he doesn't bite, but I'm pretty sure this dog bites.
Yeah.
You can't say pepperoni in front of him.
Welcome to Friday Night Greg.
That's true.
Real quick, just to get you guys out of here, I am with my man Sam is hosting today. Anthony DeVito, really Sam Evans?
Apparently, I'm not hosting.
I didn't know what to do.
It's okay.
I didn't know what to do.
I'm having a lot of fun already.
Yeah, it's
great. I gotta start the
Welcome
timer.
To Friday Night Greg. I'm your host, Anthony DeVito. Next to me is really Sam Evans on all the Instagram and social media things. And right here is Liz Frangelino. you can find her on every platform.
Frangelino.
And here is the man, Greg Stone.
Frangelino.
He's just got over a bout with malaria. Let the people know how you're feeling, Greg.
I always thought it was Liz Fungul. I didn't think it was Liz the Gavon Abba Fungul.
Abba Fungul.
Let's try to make it a thing through this episode where we just reintroduce it almost the whole time through.
Yeah. All right.
Not entertaining, but let's do that.
Yes, and.
Yeah, you're right, Liz. Honestly.
Liz is no but.
It's no, you're fired.
I was like, this is my shot. I'm going to impress you. And you're like, that honestly sounds like a fucking stupid idea. But
some people do, yes, and she does.
No.
Your career is over.
No. And you should quit comedy.
Let's do it.
Right? Like, what a bright light,
keep
Liz.
It moving.
You did what they call an improv, a yes, and that's gay.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
But we'll do it.
We got to take a drink every time Liz does something that potentially scares the shit out of
us. Yeah. Y'all are going to be so funny.
You created a nightmare scenario.
There's more alcohol back
yeah.
there, too.
Liz is going to get Sam so drunk by the end of this night.
I have two spots after this, too. I'm gonna be
we'll see.
Where?
In Brooklyn.
Yeah, no one cares. Yeah.
Cancel them.
I get two spots. Nobody gives a shit.
<It'll be big>
I got an 825. I got an 825.
Where?
Here, baby.
Where?
Here.
VU or seller?
Neither. I'm at the lounge.
All right. That's an 8. Oh, that's impossible. It's an 8:30 show.
I
don't have an 825.
You know I just say anything.
Okay.
So let's take a look. What time it really is.
Yeah,
we
this
don't
is,
have
to know. No, this is good. This is definitely better than my idea. Check your set.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That makes sense.
I'm just kidding.
Thank you for hosting the show,
of course,
Sam. Yeah. Did you throw away the action figure I got you last week?
No, it's on my fucking night. It's on the window underneath. It's in a tasteful pose. Mm-hmm. I didn't take a picture. I'll take a picture and send it to you. Craig. We did an action figure review on Greg's podcast.
Ah.
Hey. All right.
Start, quit hosting this.
Anthony and Liz.
It was my idea,
like,
Liz.
I was retarded.
I'm going to make you love him by the end of this episode.
Good luck.
She yeah. Liz loves him.
Don't give me
don't.
A fucking, you know,
a what, a fist?
Something not to do. Like, don't give me a...
I'm going to make you hate him by the end of this episode.
Perfect.
I'm going to fucking hate him.
That'll be great.
He doesn't even clean his underwear, this boy. I call him Dirty Consorcios.
Consorcios?
That's
what does that mean?
It's called Dirty Drawers in Spanish, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Can I real quick tell you what I did that was definitely not good?
Please.
I saw Liz. When you see Liz, you get excited. You get too, right? I got excited. Now that's why our energy's on 1,000 right now.
Sorry. Yeah. My bad.
I see some guy, and I just hear him talking Spanish. And I was excited. I went, you quiero Taco Bell. And then I went... That's definitely the most racist thing.
That's so not cool.
So not cool.
Was I speaking Spanish with someone?
No, there was someone in the hall, and I just heard him talking Spanish. I felt good, and went, you got the Nobel.
Oh, it was my boys, like the little Mexican, my Mexican mafia.
Yeah.
What a compliment to someone, that you get so excited to see someone, they make you racist.
Like, I'm sorry.
Makes me feel good.
Yeah.
That's a great line in a movie. Yeah. You make me racist.
Wow, yeah.
No, God, you know what I mean?
A romantic movie.
Yeah.
That should have been in your vows to Tita.
Yeah, it also should have been a bigger laugh, I'll be honest. I thought there was there.
No, that's really funny. I was just thinking about what they said. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a romantic, moment. They call the other person the N-word. And you go, I'm so sorry.
I'm just
so excited.
This has never seen a woman so beautiful. So beautiful as you. All these specks surrounding me. Too much? Is that bad?
When I just haven't heard it in a while.
Well, like,
I haven't heard the word.
You haven't?
No. Oh. Not in a while. I mean, I've heard the other.
What other one?
Say all the ones that you've heard.
Oh, well, Almond Joys. There are a lot of new terms that are coming out.
Wait, is that a real thing?
It's a real thing.
For
whom? Look out for Almond Joys in 2023.
Asians.
Everyone's be calling Asian Almond Joys. So, yeah. So, because I'm on the forefront of new racial slurs.
That's right.
You get the newsletter.
Yeah, I get the newsletter.
Or I call it the snooze letter.
Hate Monthly.
hate monthly.
You called the snooze letter.
Yeah, I had nothing, but I like the hate monthly is good. It's newsletters. Says you don't sleep on them racial slurs. Be up. Be racist.
That's why they call the snooze letter.
I don't know. I just said
that
thing.
Be racist.
Be up. Be racist.
Like that.
So Liz,
that's a good shirt. Sam, you're hosting this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Merch.
Yeah. That's right. I am hosting it.
Yeah.
Greg, I understand you got
Bring
something to plug.
In.
Go ahead.
What are you
We're
plugging?
Doing plugs already.
Yeah, you got to get them early.
What are we plugging?
Sam wants to be out of here.
He's like, this is a 4-minute podcast. Yeah. I'm leaving. I don't care.
We got shit to plug.
Let's go buy
Can
it.
Can I tell you this? Can I tell you a story?
100%.
Oh, boy. It's way too early for this.
Oh, God.
Are you drinking the scotch?
I'm drinking a little bit of everything, brother.
This is good.
It's
is it good?
Very, very, like, smoky.
Yeah.
I don't normally
smoky. Go for it. You don't taste that, like...
I call it spider webby. That to me tastes like spider webs.
Spider webs?
Are you drinking spider webs?
Yeah.
You witch of
You've ever run through a spider web with your mouth open?
Absolutely not.
Gin.
Cheese.
Gin down.
And you haven't lived.
Guys.
To those who have fallen.
To those.
That's right.
To the Almond Joys.
To the Almond Boy, man, you're gonna have to bleep that
it's
out.
It's his wife. Leave it alone.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I got a divorce. So I can no longer say racial slurs anymore.
When did you get divorced? Yesterday?
But that was part
As soon as this podcast releases.
Oh, okay. Just
is that what you had to plug?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm plugging my divorce.
Hang on. Yeah. That was part of the divorce proceedings? That was part of the split up?
Oh.
Said, from no on, you're not allowed to say racial slurs.
When you get married to an Asian, you're allowed... It's like you get a discount at Walmart when you work
saying.
There. Yeah. As soon as I'm fired from the divorce, I can no longer get
you can
the
no
discount.
Longer use that.
So you got to get them all in there. Before the papers are signed.
Before they get approved by the court.
Keep me in a marriage.
Huh?
If I was married to an Asian woman, and she goes, if we get divorced, you can't, you you can't say racial slurs anymore, I'll go, I'll stay with you.
Forever.
Stay in the marriage.
Forever.
Some people,
my little Asian queen.
Some
it'll
people
be
stay
fine.
Together for the kids.
My little Asian queen.
Stay together for the slurs.
I'm staying together for all
if
those
I,
words.
If I have to call this thing an Asian American rug, I'll shoot my
But I remember when I used to work at Sears, and then I got a job at, and I got a job at Fortune
Ops. What did you do at Sears?
Hang on, this is going to be all questions. We're taking questions at the end.
No one's ever told Liz to hang on before.
I got
to
tell you.
I want to know what you did at Sears.
You stole most.
Aside from steal everything in sight, I worked in car audio and kids department. Kids department.
That's
went,
a little freaky, but.
Well, I was a kid at that. I was 17.
Oh, okay.
And then when
I thought this was like yesterday.
No, I am a comedian.
I'm aware.
Who is professional.
I'm aware.
And makes money.
Okay. If anyone would like to hire Craig for any private event, you can reach me at liz@comedyseller.com. I promise I will send you all of his information. No children's party.
Can you repeat that?
Also, please.
It's on every fucking bathroom wall in this fucking town.
Send her your tapes.
Along with my phone number.
Yeah, send Liz all your tapes.
Oh, yeah. Liz, give everyone your personal information right now.
Listen, my phone number is on every bathroom wall in the West Village. Fine.
Right under a hole.
It literally says, and then it says cunt under it. But, you know, and then my email address is everywhere. So good luck. See what happens.
Kids department at Sears. What's the kids department?
Like clothes and shoes and toys and
shit? Okay. Why don't you take this one?
That's what it is, right? Clothes and shoes and toys. So you restock kids' clothes after you sold car radios.
No, before.
Before.
It was kids' clothes.
And then you graduated to car radios. And this was what, like 1992 when you were like, yeah, I'm coming to Sears. Let me get you like the best sound system ever.
A voice, but exactly that, yes.
That's what it was.
It was
I know you.
Yes,
I
exactly
know.
Who I was.
Was it 92, though?
What year was it? Who could know?
2021.
It was around the, millennium.
Oh, I was a millennium boy.
Yeah, I was just around the millennium. So picture the kind of traffic that's going in and out because of the
Exactly.
Yeah, so go ahead.
When rims were hot, chrome rims, people would come to us to get their stereos.
Right, and they really wanted that like bass in the trunk, shit like that.
That
and
was
you're like, I'm Greg Stone, I've got this. I'm going to make this happen. Did you work on commission or just like hourly?
Commission, yeah, but I didn't sell anything. We mostly just robbed everything.
Because it was Sears.
We would just steal so much.
And who really is going to Sears for their... car radio.
I feel that's insulting to Sears, although I did steal from them. I did kind of respect the job.
Yeah, the theft is the greatest insult to Sears.
I mean, what are you stealing from Sears?
Here's
tires,
the thing.
Tires. I feel like those are probably easy to steal if you work in Sears, right?
I hate to say this. I hate to do this.
Yeah.
But we did literally talk about this for a half hour on the last episode.
Oh, see?
30 or 40
minutes. Well, I'm a listener. So.
Well, it came out today. You wouldn't have known that.
Can we tell you, the last episode, we had somebody drop out, and Greg was like, hold on, I'm going to go downstairs and get somebody, thinking that he was going to go into the cellar and find out somebody who had spare time. He got a
Barker
young
kid?
Guy, a barker off the street, Alex Sheik, who was just like, yeah, I'll come.
Which one is that?
Great.
What does he look like?
I'll tell you this.
Tall, skinny, white kid.
Oh, I know him.
I'll take you.
Tall, skinny, kid.
Fair. All right, going forward, if someone is looking at you and asking a question, that person takes the question.
Okay.
Noted.
All right, Bert Kreischer.
Noted.
All right.
Whoa.
Sorry. Like,
whoa.
Can you delete that out, Max?
No.
No, that's fire.
Keep it. Man, fuck it, you're right.
All right, so I just want to get this whole story straight. You worked at Sears, stole shit from Sears. Then you went to work at Fortune Off where they sell furniture.
Right.
And this, you were 18 at the time because you were 17.
Well, I was stealing so much at Sears that I was like, I need to get myself out of the liquor store. So I need to be in a place where I don't want to steal.
Right. So
the
you're like comforter dining duvet room department. Tables.
Yes. Got outdoor it. Furniture.
Okay.
Yes. Now the joke there was that when you're doing so many racial slurs.
Oh right.
That you just marry a new race so you could get that discount. You know?
Fair.
Oh.
So what did you steal from Fortune Off?
Nothing. I just said the N-word.
Cups. Saucers.
It's called a turnaround in comedy. When you turn it around.
I was thinking, I didn't pivot, but I was thinking this about how Italians, you know, like, we're never mad at anyone who calls us racist because
we're racist.
We're racist.
Oh,
and if racism was given up, we'd have nothing to talk about. Because that's most of what we talk about.
You walked through an Italian.
You know my father?
Italian?
What?
These Puerto Ricans are that.
It would eliminate all our conversations.
Yeah. And they're not even angry. It's just fun.
Yeah, it's just.
They control AR, aren't they? They aren't. No one knows. You've never seen one. I don't know. Sam, can you host this thing?
Yeah,
keep it on. when she gets out of line, you need to yell at her.
Yeah, let's
Liz,
go. Let's
fucking
go.
Please. It's so hard. It's so hard to look at you.
You know
be
what?
Like,
I can't
hey,
wait.
Fucking.
I can't wait for like him to yell at me, and then for me to be like, "Oh, so Esty fucked up on a spot, and you need me to take care of it." Let's talk about
Liz,
it.
Liz, goddammit.
It!
I'm trying
that.
To host this podcast.
Let's talk about that. Mm. You need a DTE? Okay.
Liz, do you remember when he auditioned?
Mm-mm.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. This is one of the greatest Greg stories in history.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, it's not, it's again, it's not yes and. It's no, you don't work in this business anymore. No, the podcast
yeah.
is over.
No, I don't watch auditions. I don't ever watch auditions.
Not auditions. Not. Yeah, no, not auditions. I don't know what's happening here.
What was
I
the story know. That you were going to say?
Do I remember?
Liz was watching your set one day. You were just doing a set.
Oh, I did the new jokes new joke. Night.
You were yeah, doing yeah. no jokes and you were watching. Yeah. And I thought it'd be funny. So I walked up to Liz and I put $5 in her hand and I said, "My boy gets in, right?"
$5.
Well, that was funny.
$5 is great. It's such a low amount.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so great.
It wasn't, we were just there, but I was like trying to get my man yeah. into to audition for Esty.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. What something. About no joke night?
I like, yeah.
That's
I
right
thought
now.
About
that's
that.
This podcast.
No, this podcast really has is. Been great. Where comics get up and tell their truths. It's called No Joke Night.
That's every Sunday at 2 p.m.
Sam, you looking awkward?
No, I feel fine.
I know, but
I'm having
a
fun.
Sip. I know, yeah. but I can't get a sip. And this is the bit I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
This is the bit I'm doing.
Right? So what are the day? What's the day's agenda?
Oh, well, we're tasting, what's the bottle?
Lagavulin.
Lagavulin. Does anybody want to give their review of how it tastes? What do they feel about it? Greg, I know before you said spiderwebby. Why don't you
yeah,
elaborate on that?
It also should be noted that I also did this very Scotch review 3 podcasts ago. But
who gave this to you?
I
who
like
did
it
this
now.
To you?
My friend Gemma, who's Tita's for the baby when we had the baby. Aww. No, my 40th birthday. She gave it to us.
That's nice.
Gemma? Yeah.
Gemma.
How do you spell that? What kind of name is that?
G-E-M-M-A? Question mark? I don't know. Is it? How do I help no, you spell it?
Well,
I don't
know. Well, all right.
I'll help you what was the point
really
of
quick.
Chiming in there?
Actually, I have it here on today's agenda. Up next, I go fuck myself.
Yeah. Let's end that with a question.
Yeah. I mean, like,
you didn't have to enter the
does
ring
it matter?
All.
How do you spell yeah. it? Whatever.
It I'm does, because I know I'm, where he's going with this.
I'm desperately trying anything, and everything I've thrown, Liz has been like, I don't know, this guy's kind of a fucking idiot.
You need to give him a kiss now.
I haven't
You need to give him a kiss now.
You got to give him a kiss.
Give him a kiss. It's
okay,
a goddamn
six.
Kiss episode. Okay. You need to give him a kiss.
You and
the
I
longer you wait, you got to kiss him on the lips. So I got my timer.
What's up?
Yeah, look at Sam's shoulders just going, ah, I'm having a good time.
This is your other thing that you do. Anytime you introduce me to a new woman, it takes 30 seconds
it's
for
really
you to be
hot.
Like, you single? What are you doing? This guy's great. He's like, and you're like not subtle about it.
Oh, God.
I've never seen a person sexually assault two people at the same time.
Yeah, 100%.
Greg always manages to pull it off.
So good. Yeah.
Ah, it's a 2-on-1 match.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
good
yeah.
Like
it'll
that.
Be like servers at the Olive Tree first day. And they're like, what's going on? This guy.
Do you know
great.
Greg Stone was a server at the Olive Tree once?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was.
Really?
One time?
How'd that go?
He was the best server we've ever had.
J-A-E-M-M-A. It's a combination of James and Emma.
Oh,
Gemma.
God.
Jesus. Sure. She doesn't care. She just
I really? No, really? James and Emma?
Those are the parents.
Ugh.
That's a Filipino ugh. Culture thing, racist.
Yeah, but you
really?
Know what? I literally yeah. had a conversation with someone last night about like names that are unisex and like the whole ugh.
Like it's, Liz?
Like Sam?
Yeah, like Liz.
Because you look like a guy.
Jesus Christ.
Do I look like a hot? Do I look like a hot guy? Do I look like a twink? Do I look like what kind of guy
what?
Do I look like? A guy you'd like to fuck? What? Well, I
yeah,
mean,
it is.
Thank you.
Yeah. You look like a guy, but you do look like a guy I want to fuck.
Okay.
That's kind of a hot way
thanks,
to do that.
Is that a real thing in
what?
Thai culture? Like people just go with names?
Not Thai. I know Filipinos do it. I think other people do it too.
Like Filipinos. Benifer is like your son's name in Filipino.
Yeah. Was it Anthony?
Nothing. I was going to say Filipinos love a mashup.
Yeah, they do.
They love it.
Well, I told
crazy
you the,
name.
The story with the Thai story is Tita, we were trying to get a name for Calvin. Tita's dad goes, well, I'm going to name the baby, right? Because he was like, I'm going to come up with a name.
I remember this, yeah.
He goes, T for Tita, the mom, very good. Oh, for Joe, your dad, throws O in there, which is hilarious. Not even
oh,
J.
That's nice.
D for Dale, my mom. D for Dang, his mom. Thai name, Atad. We were like, that's not a Thai name, man. That is the whitest
is.
Name this boy ever got.
Something.
Yeah.
That was a thing, too, that's how Tita's dad thinks names happen.
Yeah.
It's all like acronym based.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
I mean? That's
yeah.
how every Thai name
but like not, as, not an acronym because he took Joe was O.
I kind of get that, though.
You need
O
a vowel.
Is the predominant
Buy a vowel.
Sound.
Buy a vowel.
I get that.
Buy a vowel.
I understand that. What's like gonna name? Because you were saying like names that are like, I guess feminine, masculine could be anything. Yeah. What are some of those names?
Oh my God. Number one, there's like a 100 name list that I
Leslie?
Went through.
Chris?
Leslie was one of them. And I was like, really? Ira was on that? And I was like, how was Ira on there? But Ira was on there.
Hot. Joe?
I've never seen a Drippy? Woman named Ira. Drippy, I've heard.
Old Drippy?
Heard of Old Drippy.
Taylor Morgan.
That's generous.
But you're a dusty vagrant.
Every time.
Old Drippy. Damn, Drippy. Let me get them pants off and see your dick or vagina.
You got it. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, unexpected guest, Drippy is joining us on the podcast.
Whatever you want.
Ah, Drippy, I've been following you all night in my Honda.
I saw you.
Oh, maybe.
Drippy, where are you? Where are you from?
I'm from Atlantic City.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Oh, wow.
I was born in a slot machine.
In a slot machine?
Inside.
What? Oh,
what a sad life you've had.
It's not. Well, it's my life, so I kind of like it. What do you call it? Sad? It's a relief.
Easy there. That's my girl or boy. I'm trying
to bang. Yeah, that's,
boy. That's my thing I'm trying to bang.
Drippy, I don't want to press you, but what are your pronouns?
Give it. My pronouns are give it. Give it up.
Give it up.
Give it up for me, Drippy.
So I miss DeVito all the time. So, I really do.
So what I'm getting is you're a real freak bitch, Drippy.
I'm the freakiest man. Yeah, my vagina is like a smelling salt.
Oh,
yeah. Wakes you up.
Yeah.
Wakes you up.
Wakes you up.
Wakes you up.
Ding, ding.
Right away.
Fish
boom,
is ready.
Boom, boom.
I don't know
the
if that's
fish
what,
is ready.
What people want out of a vagina.
You don't know what they want.
Well, you don't want them sleeping on that vagina.
Yeah,
that's
true. It just wakes you right up.
Dill 'em grog.
Keeps you.
You call me Grog again, I swear to God, I'll never have you on this podcast again. You know that's a very sensitive name for me.
You don't like being called Grog?
There's some backstory here. I apologize.
I want to
hear
it.
That's okay.
Jared Freed, one day.
The J Train.
J Train. Told his fans I was called Grog.
Why are you telling me this? Oh, shit. Go.
So you just got bombed.
And then I got bombed with Grog. And, like, I didn't hate it, but I was just like.
It's just a lot.
Grog.
It was just like, I didn't really care. It was just, it wasn't enough to excite or turn me off.
Sure.
But it was just like, come on, do something more.
Yeah,
give me a little more. Or a little less. Call me a fag. Sorry.
Yeah.
Or no. Call me
honestly, in front of Drippy. Why would you do that?
I'd be called worse.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to go so hard on Anthony. You know how I am, man. Apology to Anthony DeVito.
Hey, apology accepted.
Great.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
I gotta ask.
I don't mind
it. J-Train about that.
I don't even know if he remembers. It was like a one-off thing 9 years ago.
Amazing.
Yeah, but he can use it in particular moments.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He always has it in his holster that he can break out Grog at any moment.
I still feel bad about calling Mad Dog Mad Dog.
Why? Really? Why?
Because evidently he doesn't want people to call him Mad Dog anymore, but I only know him as Mad Dog. So it's Mad Dog.
Yeah, man. You can be Mad Dog for hundreds of years.
And then not be Mad Dog anymore.
I know. I love it.
But he's like, if people don't know me, I'm like, well, I know you, and you're in my phone as Mad Dog, so you're Mad Dog.
I get Mad Dog privileges, because everybody else, I go, that's James.
Yeah,
but I'm going to call you Mad Dog.
I don't. I go, Mad Dog. And they're like, who? I'm like, fucking Mad Dog. How do you not know Mad Dog?
You had a bit where you called him Mad Dog, so that's kind of
That was, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned him. An homage.
I didn't like the bit.
Yeah, well, you're jealous. You're very jealous.
Because you don't have a... Is there no Grog bit?
No.
Is that why?
First of all, I don't like this energy you got going here.
What energy?
This is normal Liz energy.
Oh, actually, do you know what happened this week?
What?
What?
Greg Stone went to Minetta Tavern for the first time with Manly Phil Hanley and didn't invite me until I saw Phil Hanley come outside and then I had to crash their dinner.
Wow. Well, I didn't.
What is that? What is that? No fucking invitation, fucking Grog Stone.
Well, I didn't know you were allowed to leave your job mid-job.
I thought left my job mid-job right now to come up here.
I'm going to tell Noam. I'm going to tell Noam that you should be getting docked the pay.
Dock it.
Yeah.
Dock it,
I'm
bitch.
Too scared to talk to Noam. I can't tell if he loves me or hates me, so I just...
Yeah. He confuses me.
Yeah. He goes, hey, Greg.
I like him, but he confuses me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've heard him on podcasts. I was like,
same.
Man, this guy seems so interesting. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, Noam. And he's like,
hey.
Hey, Greg. Like, he goes, with his hands, he literally goes...
Raining it.
And I'm like, oh, I thought maybe we'd talk about, gender dysmorphia or
you
something.
You know what
I
love? Gender dysmorphia.
He does.
Let's put it on the table.
Yeah.
He does.
You know who would be good to talk about gender dysmorphia? My pal Drippy.
The dripster.
Well, what were you just said something?
We went to Minetta. Oh, I crashed your dinner at Minetta. I crashed your dinner date with Phil Hanley at Minetta.
Oh, yeah. No, that was fun.
I also, I didn't know this about Minetta. Why didn't you invite me?
No. I mean, Greg Stone saw me and didn't invite me.
One, I didn't see you. A. B, I invited you up to this podcast to have some of my Lagoolin as an apology, Lagoolin.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Secondly, I thought Minetta was like a coffee shop that you could get a cool burger at. We walk in. This place is like a fucking...
It's a restaurant.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Just stop for a second. I thought it was a coffee shop that you could get a cool burger at. That's crazy.
You mean a burger place.
Yeah. That's not a business that exists in the world.
But
a coffee shop, you can get a quote-unquote cool burger.
That's not a place in Astoria? What? Yeah. Are you sure? Are you sure?
No, man. There's with a member.
Never heard
jacket.
Of Burgers and Joe.
Yeah. Wait, where is Minetta?
Minetta is directly
Tavern,
next to the...
Right across Minetta.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a fancy place. We'll go. On our own.
Thank you.
There's a lot of cross chatter here.
Sorry. Sorry.
I'll point to everyone and then you talk.
Hold on. I'm hosting.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll point to everyone.
There you go. There you go.
And then you talk.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
You're not pointing to anyone.
Free for all.
No, Minetta. So I thought Minetta was like this, like, you know, like, you know, it's like, hey, we serve coffee, but we do got this one burger you could have. And it's $13.
Do you know there's a fucking menu on the door, right?
I didn't go. Look at the door. I just went in.
Have you never also passed by and
do you
seen
see
people?
That I am going somewhere
all right,
with this?
I get where you're going, but where you're going is nowhere because it's totally fucking illogical. There's tables outside. You pass by and there's literally people eating bone marrow. How do you think?
Well,
oh, this is a great coffee shop.
A really cool coffee shop.
Where does the coffee come in?
Yeah. Man. Old coffee and bone place. I've seen this 100 times.
I'd like a latte and bone, man.
I thought they had a lot of open mics that had like guitar players singing.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
And like every now and again a comedian would do it too.
I know what you're talking about. You're thinking of like Cafe Vivaldi.
That's exactly what I thought it was. Gotcha.
I remember Cafe Vivaldi.
That's exactly what I thought it was.
Oh, yeah, that's closed.
Yeah, I thought it was that place. So I go in there. I'm like, I'm going to get a cool burger, $13, no big deal. It is a $40 hamburger.
It was a $30 hamburger.
Yeah.
But with tax and tip.
No, with tip, because with tax, it was a $30 hamburger.
$31 on the menu.
Yeah, I know what you guys paid. You both fucking had to do math together because you're both morons.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
You're both dyslexic.
That's true.
Actually.
Yeah, that's
we read them together, it might be straight. We should cancel each other out.
Yeah.
Double negative.
Yeah. You guys do need a handler for splitting a bill or something.
Well, was the burger really good? Was it worth it?
So here's the thing.
It's like a famous burger. Right?
I got it medium rare, and I shouldn't have. Because you don't get a medium rare burger. Chopped meat, you get a steak medium rare. Mm. I think
you
should get a burger. You get a burger medium, in my
opinion. No, I don't think so. I think that Phil had his medium rare too, right?
He's wrong.
Fucking delicious.
Yeah, it was too loosey goosey. It's chopped meat.
No.
You don't get chopped meat regular medium.
100% I do. Yes. Sometimes I go
like
rare.
Blood.
I do.
That's
because
you like
I
blood.
Blood. I eat raw meat. I'm not even
blood
lying.
Blood and water.
I had steak tartare last night.
Hold shark over here. There's one thing I know about her. If you're afraid, Liz is going to go for the throat. All right.
You ever seen 100%. Liz swim? She's underwater for days. Never comes up.
Some people get ketchup on their burgers. She gets comedians' audition tapes.
She really is the meanest, jolliest person
I
know.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's so funny. My entire relationship with Liz is I've never seen someone love me so much who also every day I'm like, it's over. That day's it. Today, it's over.
But
today
I love you.
Is the day that it's over.
I love you so much. No. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Liz is like a family member. I can
right.
Yeah.
Well, even last night, I had to. Can I talk about that?
Yeah, I don't care. Usy's not listening.
Yeah, no one is.
Perfect.
I had to cancel a spot last night because Tita, I wouldn't say the baby was crying. But Tita was crying.
Yeah,
Tita was just slammed. She was like, I go in the room. She's just like, I don't want to have a baby anymore. And I was like, oh, my God, all right. You got to go to bed.
Put it on Craigslist.
What a depiction of your adult life.
Put it on Craigslist.
You just did.
No, she just had a, just having a really, really hard day. And then
yeah, I get it.
I'm leaving to St. Louis tomorrow right. at 6 a.m. So then she was like, whatever. And then
gotta see that
the baby wouldn't start crying.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me just cancel my spot. Let me just, I could, I'm sure I could cancel. I canceled. I said, Liz, I'm so sorry. Can I cancel? She writes back, okay. Just okay. And I wrote, Oh my God, I'm so sorry. This is it. This is what makes her not my friend anymore.
Asshole,
she's so busy.
It's fine.
I know. They said it's fine.
Jesus.
Twice.
Yeah.
I know. But I don't want to.
I get it. That's terrifying.
But it's not that it's terrifying. And yes, it is. But for Liz, and this is going to sound lame. I never want to think I'm taking advantage of how kind you are.
Like, but I also understand that you have a life.
Right.
Shit comes up. And I understand that with everybody. Like, I'm not taking it fucking personally.
Yeah.
Like, I literally text Kevin Brennan every time he has a spot. And I'm like, are you going to come in today or what? which I already did, and I'm waiting to hear from
the,
him.
I'll say this, though. The or what's hilarious.
Yeah, or what.
Or what, dude.
Puts attitude in it.
Or what. It's like, are you making this shit or not? But, like, I get that people have lives and schedules, you know, whatever. Just be honest and let's just take care of it. I don't care.
No,
it is what it is.
And it's like, if people can't make their spot, like a young guy with like a winning attitude will be around.
Sure. You know? Unless you just started, and then guess what, bitch? Make your fucking spot, show up early, and check in with the host. Have a nice day. Thanks.
He will. He's
something's gonna happen. He'll fuck up sometime.
Sure. Oh, 100%.
Sam, let me tell you, when Sam fucks up, he fucks up like I fuck up. He fucks up because he's already melted. He's already like, I'm so sorry. You know, like, yeah.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
Yeah, my crew is a bunch of softies. It's me, Sam, and it's a bunch of women.
Who are these women that you're hanging
women?
Out with?
The Chinese women that are illegally here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
They sell it and resell iPhones.
Yeah.
My comedy crew is a bunch of iPhone resellers.
Goes down his phone, Sam Maylin, June June.
Yeah.
Do you just have a container ship in Astoria, just like a container?
And they live in there.
Perfect.
And people get massages, and I get 30%. Pretty good.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you get free massages.
Pretty good.
Yeah. No, they get a massage, but they'll also have sex with them.
But do you get a massage? You get like free massage.
I have to make sure that they're keeping up to par with how good the massage.
Oh, so you have to like. Yeah. Like the tester.
That's what they call you, the massage pimp.
So if you guys want to check out my massage crate.
Where is it again?
Oh, it's on the docks by LaGuardia Airport.
It's Rikers and the massage pimp. It's really right next to each other.
You know that guy they hired to shoot geese at LaGuardia?
Yeah.
He hangs out right. If you see that guy, you're there.
I just love a guy showing. I'm looking for the docks for LaGuardia Airport.
You know, Rikers, no the docks, you know.
You know your way. Because you have to cut your way through the fence with the fence cutters. Really, the fence cutter. I had a bunch of things in the docket today, but Sam's
you
hosting.
Did?
Yeah.
What
but
was
I'm
on
hosting.
The docket?
Email
I'm curious.
Him your topics.
What was on the docketto?
That is another thing. It's like if you want me to host, you got to send me that docket.
I did, but you were running late.
Oh, did you send it to me?
No.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to. What I want to do is yes. This is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you, dogs here. Friday night, Greg.
Much, on a Wednesday.
How much life does that thing have left in itself? That thing is dead. We're dead. What I want.
Thanks for listening to Friday Night.
I'm trying to bring Anthony back into the fold.
I know.
And we need a third. I'm trying to get Sam. I think the three of us need to do a podcast.
Okay. Called what? Wednesday Night This Crew?
Comics.
Comics. Wednesday Night This Crew.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
Called Comics, Sports, and Bitches. I handle comics. Anthony handles sports. You handle bitches.
You handle bitches?
You're single.
I handle bitches.
You handle
Liz,
bitches?
Please, I'm handling bitches.
Are you handling bitches? Wow. That bitches. Part really needs some work. We're going to need to workshop bitches.
I like to handle, I handle bitches, if that's okay with you. I just, whatever you want.
Oh, God. Really need to do that.
I'm known for my firm hand.
Handling of bitches. Yeah.
Oh, you got to talk to this girl, Natalie.
Who?
Natalie. I don't know. She's a Patreon subscriber. She said, I've got a crush on Sam.
Really?
She said, he is single.
I am single.
Where
that's
does Natalie
true.
Live?
I'm also trying to not sleep with comedians anymore. So, Natalie, if you don't do comedy, hit me up.
Where is she in the tri-state area? Natalie, if you're in the tri-state area, email me, Liz at comedyseller.com. And I'm going to watch his comedy and then at some point, and then we'll see like if it's
Liz,
actually
you
worth
watch
it.
From the bottom of my heart.
I don't remember.
You remember because he takes your soul when you win. He takes your memory. It's so funny that your brain explodes.
Yeah.
And you can't have the
I'm the Shang Tsung of comedy.
Like, oh.
Is everybody getting enough talk time in? Do we need to pass? Is everybody
great,
getting enough fun talk time?
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
Drippy, are you okay?
Yeah. Real good.
Yeah, man.
I wish if I was a comedy booker, I'd be like, and no, whoever, if the people pass, or if they pass, I would go, oh, send your avails, great. if they didn't pass, I'd go, send your avails to eatmypussy.com. That'd be so mean. Yeah, be, put them on a piece of paper and shove them up your own ass.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that's you'll never work in your thistownagain.com.
Liz, would you ever consider doing that as a bit?
No.
If somebody's like, where can I send a tape? You're like, it's lickmyasshole@gmail.com.
You can send it to Greg Stone at FridayNightGreg.com.
That's it. That's my real mail.
Well, your what? You
my email. I'm on Kanye West's new email system. It's email.
FridayNightGreg.com.
It's an email that goes, Kanye West reads all of your email.
Oh, he comments. Can you imagine?
Yeah, man, he did it.
So great.
Yeah. I'm having a good time. This is nice. Liz, anytime I'm guest hosting Friday Night Greg, you can come on.
Oh, thank you so much. Good thing I have the key to the front door to this studio. Amen.
I mean, you could have just said thank you. That's nice of you. Mm-hmm.
Could have, should have.
Yeah. Max, how are we doing on time?
We're like, I thought you were 30 minutes in.
I'd like to know what?
Oh,
34 minutes.
Well, because I don't know who's. This guy's got to go. This guy's got a spot at some point. Brooklyn, he's got to cancel.
Yeah. I should leave around like 7:40.
It's all fine.
It is all fine.
Yeah.
But I always like to know too because then.
I'm already going to show up for it drunk, so I guess.
We'll have a little more Lagoolin and do Lagoolin. You ain't Ghoulin' it till you're Lagoolin'.
Yeah, have
it.
Some Ghoul, man.
What was on your docket? I'm curious to know what was on your little.
Well,
docket.
We had.
What's going on in Maripol?
I also want to point out that Liz threw in the word little there. I'm curious as to what was on your little docket.
Yeah. You know, I mean, how big can the
A was convince Anthony and Sam to join the podcast full time.
Okay.
All right. Next.
Next was tell you guys about how Tita got sexually harassed. That was a pretty funny
story. When?
This is last.
Hilarious.
Week. Where? Okay. Let's go. Let's hear it.
I'll tell you that.
Wait. Where?
My wife was harassed. It's pretty funny.
Go ahead. Tell the story, and then we'll decide so if it's funny.
We were walking on the street. And this is more of a...
You're with her.
Me and Tina together with a baby.
Okay.
And this...
Is this going to make you look like such a bitch, this story? That your wife got sexually harassed while you were walking with her?
Sign into the Patreon when Liz isn't here to hear this story.
I just want to know.
Liz's little things, too.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Not a bitch, such a bitch.
No, because I don't want to hear if it is going to. Like, it's going to hurt
it's
my
not.
Soul. Okay,
no, I don't. First of all, right. I'm a man's man, baby.
You are. Go ahead. All right, go.
Liz says, let me see that hamburger, and then smashes the hamburger out of your hand. That's everything she does.
I will say, I do feel safe.
Liz is a middle school bully.
No, I feel not safe at all next to Liz. I'll say that. I feel safe with you.
Come on. What I'm saying is, I don't want to hear a story where Greg Stone is going to end up being like the bitch of the story while his wife's getting sexually harassed. I don't want to hear that story. It's going to upset me. It's going to anger me. I'm going to chase down this motherfucker and probably murder them. So it's that story, I don't want to hear it.
So it's not really... Okay, so...
kind of comfort you want going into a story?
I know. This better be good or you're fired.
Someone goes, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear a story that's going to make me feel bad that someone disrespected Gregory Stone.
It's very nice.
No. I don't... So you guys be the judge, because I wasn't really sure. This very handsome black man on rollerblades rolls by us and goes, just looks at Tita and goes, hey, you look like Selma Hayek. And then I looked at Tita and I went, well, I mean, that's because part of it, because and my response was, no, she doesn't. And I was like, oh, wait, but she doesn't. But also, you can't say, Tina was just happy. She was like, I'm just happy you didn't say an Asian person because then it's a racist.
Well, that's a compliment.
It was a compliment, but also like, yo, but my man, I'm with her. So, like, why are you saying my woman looks like a beautiful woman in front of my kid and me, right?
Well, your kid's an infant, number one.
Yeah,
so
am I going to do?
Relax.
Yeah, in front of my kid, meaning I can't
count. But really, in front of
what if Calvin's
you,
first words were, hey, fuck you, buddy.
But it's in front of you, and you felt disrespected. She was like, yeah, I look like Salma Hayek. Like, that's a fucking compliment.
Yeah, it was a compliment.
Kind of, yeah.
Except and it
doesn't.
Okay, well,
I don't know though. Here's the thing.
She does kind of a little bit.
Now that I'm for the first time, I
you
kind of
could
think
see
she
that.
Does a
little it's
bit.
Like the coloring, hair, yes. Like everything. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so really,
I would
you
say
felt
Oscar the Grouch.
Relax. You felt disrespected because somebody complimented your wife and you just had to stand there and be like, that's my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really feel disrespected.
Now you do.
That's a good Greg, by the way.
What? Yeah. I didn't feel disrespected. I thought it was funny that he said someone that wasn't the same race as her to be safe because then then it's racist. But then when you go into the race, you're running the risk of it looking like someone completely different. You know, like if you're like, because I should have been like,
yeah.
You look like Joel Egerton. That's a very random actor. That's the first name that came to my head.
He's a good actor, by the way.
He's a great actor.
He's a good actor.
All right, I don't think your wife was sexually harassed.
Yeah.
I don't think so, yeah.
I don't think so either.
I think she was complimented. I think you took a little offense to that, felt some sort of way, because you're standing right next to her. And
you, and you said he's a handsome guy. No, but I think that had something to do with it as well.
Hundo.
Have you ever heard this? Have you ever heard
next
the
thing on the docket?
Have you ever heard the phrase?
Next thing on the docket.
Ruin the bit?
Yeah, next thing on the docket. I think your story sucks. Next thing on the docket. I think that you felt some sort of way, Greg Stone, not sexually harassed. And I think you're taking away the fact that your wife was totally complimented.
She was totally complimented. It was beautiful. Yes. But I was away from her. I
don't.
Do you have that Go Fuck Myself book you opened it before?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd like to take a look at that.
I have a chapter in there for you.
Yes, I'll just go
next
fuck
on the
myself.
Docket.
And it says, Anthony got hammered last night, and he texted me. Let me just read you what he texted me.
Yes.
I'll tell you, read that, and then I'll read you what he commented on a picture I had on Instagram.
Come on. Where were you last night, Savito?
I did Tommy, Pope, and Chris O'Connor's podcast.
Yeah.
And then we got fucking hammered afterwards.
Where'd you go?
We went to Judy Punch in Astoria.
Okay.
So it's just, yeah. And I think they were probably fine, and I'm just not used to drinking at that pace.
Mm-hmm.
So I was fucked up.
Mm.
Yeah.
What pace is that pace?
Four beers and a shot.
Over the course of 6 hours.
Yeah, something like that.
Got it. Okay, I was just checking.
Yeah, it was like 2 daiquiris over 9 hours.
Liz, can you Lagoolin me?
Yes, I can.
So I will say this. There is something. So Anthony just drunkenly writes, just gave out my phone number on Twitter. Was this a mistake? And I just wrote, yes, delete it. And he wrote, good call. And I wrote, remember how bad it was when you gave out your phone number on the Rad Dude cast and we only had 300 fans? People are still calling him.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. I'll get a call once a month, just a random phone number of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And they'll go, I go, hi. And they go, is this really you? No, terrific.
Yep.
How long was your
That's
number up there?
Amazing.
It's still up there.
Oh, on Twitter?
On Twitter. It was up there for like a minute, because what happened, I put it up there thinking that's hilarious. Some guy retweeted it immediately.
And then I
texted Greg because I was like, wait, maybe this is a bad idea.
Oh, yeah.
And then Greg got back to me so fast.
Yeah.
And I think the urgency with which you got back to me was like, all right, I'll delete it.
Because there was no time for jokes.
Yeah.
There was no time to be like, I can explain this. Yes, it's bad. Delete it now. Changing your number is a bitch. It's not a thing you want to deal with.
Yeah, no, you're right, man.
Plus, you're like the only phone number I have memorized. And if you have to get a new number, I won't have any phone numbers memorized.
Can I tell you what he commented on? My I shared a picture of me on stage and I'm holding my arms like this with a mic in the hand, and he comments on it. He goes, when that hand goes over the other arm, lights out, ladies. And then immediately follows up with a different comment that says, I'm drunk, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was fucked up. I fell asleep in my living room with all the lights on.
That's a rough feeling when you wake up with the lights on.
All the lights out. Yeah, exactly. You wake up.
Where am I?
Yeah.
What do I do?
For some reason, you think you were robbed.
Yes.
It doesn't make... Yeah, because it's so foreign. Woke back up at like 1, which is fucked up. Was up again till like 6, fell back asleep, woke up at like noon. It was horrible.
Wow.
Absolutely horrible. But then I was at this other thing. It was a great time. And about giving out, I used to do a thing too where I did not give out my phone number. I'd give out my mom's number.
Oh,
which
my
is a couple numbers
God.
Away.
Yeah.
And then people would call up and they go, is Anthony? Am I really talking to Anthony? And they would go, this is his mother.
Oh my.
This is his mother. That's so
which was
funny.
Great.
And kind of cruel to your poor mom.
Ah, she's so bored.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She needs
loves
it.
A phone call.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did a move once. I remember the old apartment. We used to do, we used to just get drunk on Wednesdays, me and Pete Isip. I woke
All right.
That's what, like, that was a thing, drunk on Wednesdays?
We would just get drunk on Wednesdays, the middle of the day, 12 noon.
Day drinking Wednesdays? Oh,
hammered.
I love that.
Just hammered.
Brandon and I used to have a thing, Martini Wednesdays.
Yeah, that's fun. I woke up, I want to say 8 p.m. Wednesday, so I was already drunk, whatever,
passed out,
woke up. With one leg out of my jeans and one leg out of my underwear. So there was underwear on one side. I tried to take my pants off and underwear at one side at the same time, but clearly tripped and fell into the bed. So I just fell into the bed, just laid there with half an ass out,
that's awesome.
My penis out, and then underwear and leg in other pants.
That's the best ever.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's good for you.
That's, so, on
that's the bit when you're that drunk where your dick is out and you just go, if you see it, you see it. You know what I mean? I can't do anything about this right now.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
There's a video on YouTube of
Anthony's dick out,
hammered as the drunkest man alive. I remember I was Count Druncula.
Oh, that was fun.
Because I kept like, curling myself up in the
That's
rug.
Out there.
It's just
you
on.
You could watch Count Druncula.
30 views.
Can you
30 views?
Can you put up
you
Count Druncula right now?
Up somewhere.
You could try. Max could try if you could see if it's on my YouTube channel. It's probably one of the original videos.
While we wait for that, Liz, you want to give out your number on the podcast, right?
Yeah, 100%.
She'll definitely will.
Sure.
I'll give it out.
I mean, literally, go ahead. Give it out. Like, if you call the Comedy Cellar, it also says email Liz at comedyseller.com.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah. And again, my number is on every bathroom wall in the West Village. So all you need to do is drink local.
Yeah, I also had this thing on the docket, which we're not going to do now because I didn't know I let a Wolverine into the room.
Vito?
I had a video. You sent me the tape. I had this video, which I'm pretty sure it's a good heckling video.
Oh, you're talking to me. This is the one you're...
Yeah, and I was going to post it, but I was going to show you guys. I was going to ask you if you should think I should post it or if it's too controversial. Oh. But not with this animal in there.
I'll watch it later. Yeah. All right. Next, what else is on the docket then? Go.
And then...
You want me to tell you... I want to say the Jeremy Piven story?
Yeah, that's it. So. It says Anthony, and literally says in Anthony's Jeremy Piven story. You told me that beforehand.
So we were in Texas like last week at Moon Tower or whatever. Oh, so for whatever,
let him finish.
I am.
Sorry.
I don't care. Liz,
I got too fast.
Go ahead.
I thought it was fun. I'm sorry.
Will you give me that? Will you give me that?
Go ahead.
I
thought
it'd be funny to yell at you. I'm sorry, Anthony.
No, you're
I thought
fine.
It'd be fun to yell at you. And then
can you let DeVito finish his story, please? You were at
Sorry,
Moon
Mom.
Tower.
Yeah, so I'm at Moon Tower. And it's like, you know, it's the after hours, like the party room, whatever. So we're all there. We're all getting drunk. And then Jeremy Piven is just there for some reason. Right. But I had opened for him years ago at the Stress Factory.
Yeah.
And I have his phone number. So me and forever, Joe Mandy and I are just, we're hammered.
Wow.
And Joe Mandy is like.
Flash from the past.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in years.
Yeah. So we're just, you know, so we really, we're drunk and he's like excited because Jeremy Piven's here. And he's like, man, I'm going to crush the group that if I get a text with Jeremy Piven. And I go, man, I got his phone number. Let's just call him. So I called Jeremy Piven five times in a row. All I wanted was a moment.
Five times in a row.
All I wanted was a moment where Jeremy Piven looks in his pocket. Yeah. I just wanted the thing where he takes out his phone and goes, no. it never happened. But I woke up 11 phone calls to Jeremy Piven.
11?
You called him 11
times. I kept calling him.
Somebody We're gave Jeremy laughing. Piven my phone number.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's 201-65. 69.
I have that
69.
Jersey. I have that Jersey phone number.
And this, you know, whatever. But like when I opened for him years ago, I didn't realize that he had like sexual like assault. Like there was stuff like
going on
or whatever.
And, allegations.
Yeah, there were allegations.
Allegedly.
Allegations, but
all it was starring in Entourage. That's really all it was. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
But I didn't know, and it was very funny because we were talking or whatever, and he'd be like, you know, women lie. And I would just be like, yeah, sure, sometimes. Like, I just had no idea he had gone through
that
it
was, right.
to have him say
oh,
that.
Oh, so you're just like, wow, he talks about how women lie a lot.
Yeah, really,
you know, he must have gone through a really rough breakup.
Yeah.
What's happening?
He would be talking about comedy, and then he would pivot into that. And I'd be like, yeah, every now and again, they sure do. It was so funny.
No one's perfect. People are people.
That would be
I
a fun.
No clue that had happened.
A fun Patreon episode idea would be to see how many celebrity phone numbers you could get from comedians and just be like, we're throwing out celebrity phone numbers.
Just take Liz's phone and just do this.
Oh, and just fucking post.
I'm just going to put that right down my shirt. Yeah.
You want to ask Chris Rock about the slap? I got his number, baby.
I'm not letting anyone into that. There is a code on this phone that I change a lot.
What's the biggest celebrity in there?
I mean, I don't know. Who do you, other than DeVito?
Brad Pitt.
No, I've never met Brad Pitt.
You have anyone above Brad Pitt? Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Okay, no, I'm not Dave Chappelle. I have Dave Chappelle.
You want to call him?
No.
Why? What's he going to do, fire you?
Because
I don't know what I would say to Dave Chappelle. I guess, hello? How are you? I'm so sorry that guy slapped you at the Grammys.
No, that's crazy.
That's funny.
Hands up, I'm racist.
That's great, man.
That was really funny.
I'm back. The kid's back.
Yeah, man, terrific.
A couple of ghoulins in you. You can have a good time.
You get that ghoul in you.
You get the ghoul in you. You become a real ghoul.
I really am going to go to this show just fucking reeking of scotch.
Just do this.
Great. People think you went to a wedding.
Yeah. Lucas Connolly, famous sober comedian.
Text them right now. Sorry, I can't make this show. Greg's baby has AIDS. I always blame my baby.
But you say he has AIDS.
Yeah, I go big. I can't question
four
it.
More of a baby.
Yeah, he's a slut. Well, sharing needles.
What's ironic is that as diseases go, that's like the least urgent because well, there's nothing that can be done.
Yeah. I think that's what's so great about AIDS right now because it doesn't exist.
It's curable.
It's pretty much cured. So it's really as like a joke.
You can say, yeah,
it's true.
You can say AIDS and I think you get a big laugh out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a really good point because it's prep, right? Prep is the thing that really put a stop to it.
I mean, you can fight it, you can win it, the whole thing.
You can go raw against AIDS right now and it'll be great.
Yeah.
You can exercise AIDS away.
Wow.
You do enough fucking deadlifts.
No more AIDS.
That's why I did a half marathon this weekend. I was trying to beat off my AIDS.
You can beat off your AIDS by literally beating off.
Yeah,
you ejaculate all of it out.
Ejaculating your AIDS out because AIDS stores in the balls.
That's right.
Everyone knows that. And you can get it all out.
That's what I say before I have sex with somebody. I do have AIDS, but I've been jerking off a lot. That's what I say.
That's why Sam handles bitches.
Yeah, that's why you want the bitches program. Yeah.
You see, Liz, and I think I've proved my value.
You have.
Who do I got in here?
I think it's a great idea.
I got Rob Van Dam.
You got really?
Who's Rob Van Dam?
Oh, Rob Van Dam.
No.
Wait, from Robin Big? Is that?
No, from the wrestler.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
He was a wrestler.
I got a lot of people on the phone, but I really don't consider them celebrities. They're just whatever. I think comics, I could care less.
You do this comics, bitches, and sports thing, we should all have like a jacket. Do you know what I mean? That signifies what we're representative of.
All right, but that's easy for you guys to say. You get to wear jackets that say comics and sports. I have to wear a jacket that says bitches.
No. I mean, you dress like a pimp hat and a pimp coat.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Or a Lady Gaga shirt.
Basketball jersey and my shorts.
Yeah.
You dress as Spider-Man. Every week we have to put these things on. The podcast.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, I like it too.
I do love it.
All right.
How are we doing on time?
50 minutes in.
Yeah, that's pretty good. 50?
How long do you 50. Do that? How long does this podcast generally last?
We do an hour, but then I got to do Patreon, but I got to make sure that we don't.
You found it.
Oh, you found it. Max found it. Wow.
Oh, awesome.
Oh,
my God. That's 6 minutes.
Comedian gets answer he wasn't ready for. I just want to say that is an amazing.
That only has 432 views. Not a lot of people have seen this.
I can't believe it has that many views, Greg.
16
that's
years
amazing.
Ago?
16?
Wait,
we need
listen,
to up that.
We got your volume.
Can we put the volume on?
Hey, rewind that. I don't know what.
What? You are you wearing racist? A Santa
it's
hat?
Anthony's in this. Yeah, I'm hammered.
Do you just say me? Any racist things, man?
That's me?
I don't think anyone's going to peg you as a racist.
That's definitely you.
I think I have to listen with the headphones, right?
Pause it. Yeah. You have to pause it. You have to put the headphones on. You can't hear him?
Yeah, I wasn't listening.
Wait, have you done this whole thing sans headphones?
I have.
Yeah, I almost, yeah.
Yeah, you don't like the cans.
I don't like the cans.
Yeah, you got to hear it.
All right, go ahead.
But don't talk over it because you can't hear it too much.
Bye, bye, bye.
It's not that loud.
I'll be right there.
No, down there, Anthony.
For the listener.
Anthony, you should have just saw what Anthony
Greg
did.
Is...
He tried to plug his headphone jack into a hole the size of the Grand Canyon.
I don't believe in no-win situations.
Don't rush him, you, my man. All right, check out this video. I'll wait till the last die down.
T-shirt.
Yeah. Did you say any racist things, man?
Oh my God!
All people peg me as a racist. I don't think anyone's gonna peg you as a racist.
They might.
They might peg you as a drunk.
They might peg me as a drunk. They might peg me as a fat man.
No one's gonna peg you as
they're gonna peg me as a fat person.
Oh my God!
I am. I'm so fat. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do 100 push-ups tomorrow to prove to the world that I can beat this thing called childhood obesity. It's an epidemic.
I'm going to prove to the world I can beat this thing called roast beef sandwich.
I'm going to beat it. Why? I'm not just a fat man in a tiny t-shirt. I'm a skinny man in a too big t-shirt. that didn't realize you've gotten too fat for that show.
Jesus.
Why is this not on your social media right now?
I haven't watched this in 15 years.
This isn't viral.
Yeah. 2011.
I would cut this up.
Yeah, you need to put this. Yeah. You need to put a link. It's 6 minutes?
Fast
yeah,
no.
Wait, you need a link. We need this needs to be on all your
fast forward to
right
what
now.
I
this is a real
pretty
this
sure
is
I throw
like,
myself on the ground.
Oh
yeah.
There you, there
yeah.
you are on the ground.
Yeah, good call.
But I'll tell you this.
Obesity
in America is an epidemic. So what do we do? We just forget about it? What do we do? We just keep going on? What do? We just push it under the rug? No. We fight this thing tooth and nail to the bone. We attack this thing head on. We attack it with what? With education!
That's a PSA. Yeah, that's a PSA. I'm
what
done.
Twist.
PSA.
At the end.
You attack it with education!
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's great.
Yeah.
I forgot that was kind of on there.
Yeah.
But then you filmed that.
Yeah.
It's already in Reels mode.
Yeah, it is.
That's true.
Reels.
It's 6 minutes, though.
Yeah, cut it up. But that's so funny.
Please.
Yeah.
All right.
Everyone needs to see that.
Yeah,
I mean, how
great.
Do you attack it? Education.
Yeah.
You didn't even see when he comes drunk Dracula.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's Count Dracula. Right along. That's my directorial debut as well.
Yeah.
Cinema Veritas.
Well, this has been Friday Night Greg.
Right.
Are you guys going to stick around for the Patreon?
I think so, yeah.
I can stick around for 15 minutes of the Patreon.
All right, do your plugs real quick so we can get this thing out of here.
I have when is this coming out tomorrow?
Next Wednesday.
I have nothing in my life.
You're on this thing.
What about your OnlyFans?
That's right. I got an OnlyFans where I'll show you my foreskin for a nice price.
Liz, do you got anything going on?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean,
Liz can't contain how excited.
My phone number is on the bathroom wall of every restroom in the West Village, and come to the Comedy Cellar because you never know what's going to happen, who you're going to see. And if you want to invite me to Minetta, I'm available for burgers and old fashions.
Liz, do you want to go to Minetta later?
No, we're good. I'm busy. I was just there this week. Thanks.
So you guys gonna kiss?
No.
Yeah.
No. Just one kiss.
One kiss.
I'll kiss DeVito.
All right. Well,
why wouldn't you kiss Sam? Sam's clearly more handsome than DeVito. No offense, Anthony.
Look, I had it. I had
How
it back in the day.
That?
You had your. Well, because he's married. We fell apart. We get relationships
Man,
and we fell apart.
A fight between Liz and Julia, that's a scrappy fight.
Did see
I'm
an old headshot of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an old headshot of yours where it's like, fuck, DeVito. You're like.
Yeah, I had it.
There's
had
one
it
where your
bit.
Mouth is open and it's like,
yeah.
Whoa.
It's pretty tempting.
Yeah. Very. I think you've actually gotten better looking, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
I think you're both handsome.
As a joke, I say that you're not. But as in reality, you've gotten better looking. You've aged like the Ligulian we drink.
I think I look so dirty and weird, people think I'm rich. I do think that. People go, that guy must be rich. Why else?
Yeah.
Why else would he be like that?
Yeah.
He must be so rich.
Right, plug your dates.
Oh yeah.
Make plugs
46,
your dates.
You know it, man.
Where are you gonna be?
Free YouTube special. Brain Noise comes out on my
Ooh.
Channel. YouTube.com/DeVito Anthony.
Everybody watch it. It's gonna be so and, good.
Where'd
so
you film it?
Acme.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Oh man, wait till you're gonna. I can't.
I might watch
wait
it.
For you to see my haircut. It's so atrocious. I'm so
really?
Excited
Did you
for
get
you
it?
To have.
Let
it.
Me ask you a question. Did you get the haircut like a day before?
No.
Like,
we don't have time for this.
Why?
There's no limit. The Patreon
it's a podcast.
Before you leave.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm. Leaving, I gotta go.
I'm not
I can't
leaving
until
like 8 something.
All right. Okay.
You're fine.
But I'm very excited for this.
Yeah, but yeah, no, my hair looks horrible. You're going to love it.
Oh, that's
yeah,
awesome.
It's atrocious.
That's awesome.
That's great. But yeah, everybody, for the love of God, sign up to my YouTube
Seriously.
Page.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's it. Thank you.
I'm going to be pushing that thing hardcore when it drops, brother.
Me too.
Brother. Hardcore,
okay,
brother.
Me too.
I'm going to be sharing the shit out of that thing.
That's great.
You know, and so people. But anyway, May 18th, I'm doing an hour at the Comedy Cellar Lounge.
Yeah, you are.
On May 18th.
It's a Wednesday.
That thing is getting
7 o'clock.
Sold out quick, brother.
Do you want me to check
May 18th,
and see? Right
7
now?
O'clock.
Ticket. Well, I didn't promote it yet, so I wouldn't imagine.
So I won't check.
Well, check, just in case. I'm sure 3 tickets are sold.
I'll be there.
But this thing is coming in hot, so get in there quick. And that's it. And Max, don't forget Max Marcus. Follow him at
Max Marcus Comedy.
Max!
Max. All right, we'll see you all later. Set the table.
He's workshopping new goodbyes.
That's how you go out.
That table.
That's what we say.
Do
on,
the dishes.
Yeah, that's what we do on Macaroni Rascals.
Oh.
Set the table.
Big up your head. Big up your body. Get
Get on the bus, it's time to party. It's Gregory. It is a 39 Gregory. Take your socks off and take your pants on.